Introduction to Financial Goals. The first activity a new commission-based salesperson does is to calculate their hourly value. This value is based on what the salesperson must bring in at the end of the year to pay their bills. For example, if you must make $60,000 this year, then divide $60,000 by 52 weeks in the year. This gives you $1,154 per week that is mandatory for you to bring in. If you plan to work 6 days per week, since this is what most new agents will do, divide $1,154 by 6. This gives you $192 per day. Further divide that number by 8 for 8 hours in the workday. Your hourly rate would be $24 per hour. If you can do all the necessary daily tasks in only 5 days per week, then your hourly rate would be $29. $1,154 divided by 5 equals $231 divided by 8 equals $29 per hour. If you want to make $160,000 this year, do the math to get down to what it takes to get there. $160,000 divided by 52 equals $3,077 divided by 6 days equals $513 divided by 8 equals $64 per hour. You are the boss, so you are in charge of your schedule. When you go to lunch, invite someone who can help you with education or referrals, or who can give you a testimonial. You can invite a lender, an inspector, a title company representative, a colleague, or a client who is giving you a testimonial or referral. Lunching with someone who can help your business is good time management. Evaluate throughout the day whether or not you are a good steward of your time. If not, you have the power to change that. Setting financial goals. As stated, the first step in your career should be the preparation of financial goals. You should plan for short-term and long-term financial goals, which should be realistic and tangible, meaning that you should be able to reach out and touch them. Many advisors use the acronym SMART when referring to financial goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. How do you plan your SMART goals? Think about what it is that you want to achieve financially. Your short-term goals may include a once-in-a-lifetime dream vacation, a state-of-the-art computer, or a home or vacation home. If your dream vacation is renting a Tuscan villa and exploring the wine-producing regions of Italy, then sit down and figure out how much money you need to achieve it. For example, if the dream vacation to Italy costs $5,000 and you want to go in 2 years, you will need to allocate over $200 per month toward that goal. $5,000 divided by 24 months equals $208 and some change per month, or roughly $104 biweekly. Long-term goals might include retirement savings. Maybe you would like to retire early at 55 and travel the world. Maybe you see yourself working until 65 or older. Either way, you need to set the goal, retirement age, and establish the dollar amount that you will need to live comfortably for the years to come. Speak with a financial planner to set realistic goals for your retirement. Emergency fund. As with most sales careers, real estate will have its lean years as well as its fat ones. Supply and demand and the economy are the most important driving forces of the real estate market. In order to comfortably ride out the downturns in the economy, it would be prudent to open an account into which you deposit money you do not touch unless it is an absolute emergency. Try, if possible, to have at least 1 year's worth of expenses, if not more, saved up to get you through the tough times. When you are back on your financial feet again, allocate what you can to the fund. Some months, you may have more to deposit than others, but establish a minimum and put at least that much aside. Getting started. You will need a budget for proper financial planning. First, calculate your living expenses. These include rent/mortgage payment, car, gas, groceries, utilities, student loans, etc. Figure out what percentage of your income goes toward your necessary living expenses. Most financial advisors will tell you that your living expenses should not exceed 50% of your monthly income. Second, budget for your savings. What percentage of your monthly income will go toward retirement and/or emergency fund? Do not forget that, as an independent contractor, you are responsible for your taxes. This, too, must be worked into your monthly budget so that you will have enough set aside for tax time. Third, budget for your lifestyle and entertainment. This will include money that you will allocate toward shopping, dining out, concerts, and other entertainment expenses. You can scale back the entertainment budget more easily if needed. If possible, set up an amount to be automatically deducted from your account and placed into a savings account each month. By automating the process, you do not even have to think about it or second-guess yourself. The money will already be in the account. You should track your financial goals regularly. If you are not achieving them on time, then you need to figure out what it will take to attain them. There may be something in your entertainment budget that you can cut back on for a few months. Maybe you should go out to eat less, saving that money and putting it toward your goal. You can download software that will help you keep track of your money. There are also apps for your smartphone or tablet that will help you budget and plan your finances. Think about it, financial goals. Many agents just getting started do not know what income to expect for their first year, or how to go about planning for a successful first year because they do not know how to quantify it. Instead of setting goals based on other agents' first-year experiences, set your goals specific to you and your market area. Consider the answers to the following questions when setting your financial goals. What is your market area? How many houses are in your market area? What is the average turnover rate of properties in your market area? What is the average closing sales price in your broker's office? Additional influencing factors. Be realistic and be prepared. Approaching your new career in real estate as you would when setting up a new business requires you to prepare for the costs of necessary items, initial promotional items, and the general costs of doing business. When agents prepare for entering the entrepreneurial world of real estate, they will stay in the business of real estate. Items to consider: some may be provided by your broker. E&O insurance. Broker incurred costs. Accountant fees. Signs. Business cards. Professional headshot. Equipment. Laptop. Smartphone and mobile plan. Wi-Fi. Association dues. Name tags. Car magnet. Software. Think about it. Are there any additional items that may need to be considered? Financial goals exercise. This exercise is based on a real estate agent's career.